Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Hold on. Wait, last Monday, didn't Dr. Fauci say that it'd probably be safer to have 25 million masks? Well, he said it'd be safer to have two masks. Now, this week, he's like, well, there's no data to indicate that having more masks makes a difference. And he's the highest paid person in D.C., and he's like, well, do you have one mask, two masks, three masks? Just put the whole box on. You can't make this stuff up, and these are the people that people trust with their life. Well, Dr. Fauci, he knows what's best. Dr. Fauci is the greatest. Adolf Hitler has apparently been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Even though he's dead, the film will be at 11. No, but Stacey Abrams has been. I'd be like, if I won the Nobel Peace Prize and they're giving one to, they're nominating Stacey Abrams, I'd be like, I'd hand it back. Here, this piece of bleep ain't worth nothing. I'll get into that. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki holds a circle back conference again, you know, one of those. Well, yeah, you know what? I know you've asked us about, see, just quit asking me the same question over and over again, and you won't have to have this circle. See, if you ask me a question and I don't know the answer and you don't ask it again, then we have to try to circle back 15 times. The only reason we're circling back is because I'll get into that. I guess, you know, Taliban's not following orders and we're going to have to bring troops back to Afghanistan and all these places that Trump was getting them. We got to go back to war. Thank you, Biden. Wow. Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond has died at 44. Apparently, he had been suffering from stage 4 lung cancer, been battling that, and he has passed away. I'll get into that. Also, Project Veritas is inside, you guessed it, folks, Facebook. And it's scary what they're saying. I'll get into that. And so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Let me get this up real quick, folks. Okay. Peter 4:16. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. And I want to get into that because that scripture, I want to get into that really quickly and listen to what it says. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. So many people don't know, and I am one of them, what it's like to memorize the Bible because you can't have one. And you get together and you recite what you've memorized. And if they police come in, oh, it's not church. We're just friends gathering together. If they banned Christianity, I will still believe. Pardon me. I'll still believe. And I think so many people have gotten, well, I can have 55 Bible apps on my phone and prayer apps, and I can go to any store and buy a Bible. Wait till you can't get one. Wait till you, and you take for granted the fact that we get to worship Jesus Christ. But Saved by the Bell, I want to get into this. star Dustin Diamond has died at 44 years of age following a brief battle with stage 4 lung cancer. And, you know, it's one of those things that when you grew up and you watch that show and he's your age, pretty much, and you go, wow, I'm older than him. It just brings to light that you could be announced by TMZ as dying. You know, and it just kind of, I guess his girlfriend was with him at the time and stuff. And he did, after Saved by the Bell, he did a bunch of comedy. That's not really like child appropriate, it's more adult. And so many people are like, oh, we saw Screech. And he goes, finally, it was nice when people would, man, we saw Dustin Diamond. He was hilarious because he was always typecast as Screech. And there's a lot of actors that have, oh, they're a phenomenal actor. They're great, but hey, you're this character, and that's all they see you as. And sometimes I think that's BS. I'm like, well, okay, let me be someone else and find out. Let me play a different role and let me see. You're saying that I'm typecast as Screech, but have you put me out there? I mean, some of the TV content sucks. That's why me and my wife cut the cord and we got a like an antenna. And I'm telling you, we have to kind of fight with like what we watch. Because, like, I guess I'm the old school. I like the Rifleman. I like the old shows. Alice, the Rifleman, like the Growing Pains, like Chips, Dukes of Hazzard, Adam 12. I love Perry Mason. Incredible show. Perry Mason. I love the old shows. You don't have to deal with all this bullcrap of today, you know? And get away, and you don't have to pay for it, too. But I wanted to get into this because, you know, people, you know, when Dr. Fauci comes out, when Trump was president, you know, he was like, Jesus Christ, like, oh, Dr. Fauci. Oh, hail Dr. Fauci. My people, I am Dr. Fauci. You must stay home for 2 weeks and wear masks and sanitize as much as possible. And you might get diarrhea, so hoard toilet paper. I am Dr. Fauci. Go! Then when they had, because I remember all the, what's, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. I don't follow that the lamestream government-run news. Well, I guess you can, if you have COVID, you could have diarrhea. So people were assuming that it was a permanent thing, so they were having like, I got to have 75 cases of toilet paper. I got 8 million rolls. I'm like, okay. I've got plenty of washcloths. I can wipe my butt with a washcloth if I have to. And then put it in a bucket. And then take those and wash them. But now Dr. Fauci's coming up this past Monday, and, you know, wear two masks. Now, he's coming out and saying, well, the data really didn't show that wearing two masks really did, you know, it kind of sounded a lot like Anthony Fauci. Folks, I've got crap loads of people, and I got ventilators. I got more people. I'm going to have to decide who gets a ventilator, who lives, and who dies. Okay? When I leave this press conference right now, I'm going to have to decide who lives and who dies. You want that role? Yeah, I want to go there because I guarantee you're full of it. Well, couple days later, oh, we got tons of ventilators. We're waiting for this catastrophe. Then when Trump was giving them ventilators left and right, huh, we don't need them now, huh, we're giving them away. Every 2 minutes, he was changing his story, just like Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's a freaking joke, dude. Last week, politician Fauci, oh, wear two masks. There's no evidence. Well, then why did you, if there's no evidence that masks are effective, two masks, then why did you say last week? He ain't gonna have to answer to that, just like Joe Biden's not gonna have to answer to 75 million executive orders. What is he up to, like, I think he's near 50 already? Wow. So much for a Democratic majority in the House and Senate. You don't need it. Joe Biden's just going to pass whatever he wants to. Executive order. Don't worry, folks. I'm Joe Biden, and you know that thing. Come on, man. It's pathetic. I hope liberals like war, because apparently Taliban ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing, so we have to send troops back there. Because, see, we got to keep this industrial military complex going. There are people that are relying on billions of dollars that don't even have anything to do with the military that get money, that get funded. I'm sure they got to figure out a way to funnel money to 3M with all those earplug lawsuits that they had, because they had faulty earplugs. They got to funnel some, you know, they got billions and billions of dollars in contracts that don't involve military people. You know, like pay or anything like that. But I guess we gotta go back to war there. Thank you, Biden, for taking us back to war. Of course, they'll say that, well, the Taliban's not doing it, whatever. Trump would say that, see, if Trump was president, and he said, well, the Taliban is ramping up their da-da-da-da-da, they would say another Republican, another war. If Biden came out and said, well, our intelligence says that the Taliban doesn't do what they're supposed to and yada, 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 all this stuff, you know what happened? Trump is being... Trump is being proactive. No, he's not. Biden would be. Trump would be another Republican, another war. Biden would be like, he's being proactive. You know, Taliban may not be really doing too much, but we'd rather be safe than sorry. Trump would be another war, another Republican. Biden would be, oh, he's being proactive because our intelligence said, give me a break. I'm so tired of the double standard. Well, and the liberals will buy this. The two masks, 1 week, the one, if a Republican came out, if a Trump support doctor came out and said, yeah, well, you know, you should work, and he flip-flopped, you would, Lord help you. Lord help you. Lord help you, folks. It's a double standard. It's a double standard, folks. It's a double standard, but don't worry, folks. If you're a liberal, you don't believe anything you're being told. It's okay, folks. It's okay. See, it's okay for Dr. Fauci to say two masks, one mask, two masks. Was it like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish? Like one mask, two masks, one mask, two masks? Dr. Fauci could go from 25 masks down to one. Well, he's allowed to make mistakes. He's a doctor, but, you know, Trump doctors couldn't make mistakes because it goes back to the same old BS where you could sit there and wish death on President Trump, but if you dislike Biden, you should be in prison for the rest of your life. Well, not in prison, in a re-education camp, because, you know, apparently us people that supported President Trump, who finally put we the people first, guess what, folks? How good is Biden doing right now? He's doing so well that when you try to order steel, someone I know that was trying to order steel, the same day, well, the steel price is going to be at least 20 grand more for the steel. Go on Atmex, look up silver. They're suspending all silver sales because the market is, not all of it, there's like one or two things, but 90% of silver is being... Yeah, because the markets are so volatile. They weren't volatile before Biden got in, but now that we got executive order in chief, and I wonder if Facebook is being used. I'll get into the Project Veritas thing a little bit later, but I wonder if they're even being used. I wonder if politicians are going to wake up and realize, okay, let me see here, why can't we do anything? I mean, don't worry, because, you know, he passed an executive order that said all Tesla vehicles need to be electric. Well, Tesla is an electric car company. Now, that's all federal vehicles. Yeah, that's right. All federal vehicles are going to be electric. Thank you, Tesla. It's great, especially since Nancy Pelosi just bought 1.25 million in Tesla stock. Gee. Wouldn't that be called, insider trading the day before that executive order? Because I guarantee, I'd put a $1 million bet that all these executive orders were already pre-written. He didn't even know what he's doing. He didn't know what day it is. And Joe Biden just like, how do I sign it? And they got someone that's trained him very, very well to learn how to sign his name. Because he has no idea. I don't think he knows what day it is. And you can be very, 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 very high up dementia and speak very well. I've talked to people that had so severe dementia that you could talk to them, oh, man, did you watch that Cubs game? Holy cow, man. Whew. Ryan Sandberg, whoa. And you literally go, he goes down the hall, you shut the door where you're at, go out the one entrance of the kitchen, meet him as he's walking down the hall, and he will ask about the Cubs game. Not even though you talk to him 20 seconds before about the Cubs game. No, he's not stuttering at all. You would never know he had dementia unless you knew him. I really think they just sit there and they had about 60 or 70 or 80 executive orders, and he's just like every day taking like five or six of them, and they're having him sign it. They have someone that's trained him very, 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 very well on how to sign so he looks normal. But I don't think he has a clue what he's doing. I could be wrong. I'm not. And just because he stuttered, I said, let me tell you something. I've been around people that had severe dementia. They didn't stutter at all. Like I was talking about earlier. I talked to a guy, man, what do you think of that Cubs game? Well, I think Ryan Sandberg was on point. Him and Andre Dawson, man, they should have won that game. Then you go, where? Oh, yeah, the next. Then you literally shut the door to that that kitchen door, and if you walk to this other park, guess what happens, folks? You go, I can get right down to this one entrance where I can bypass him as he's going down the same hallway, and he'll ask me about the baseball game, not even realizing we just talked about it, because he's that gone. But, you know, whatever. Beijing Biden for you. But, I mean, when you have the Sky Australia is like, where is the mainstream U.S. media? Why aren't they calling out this, like, massive amount of executive orders where the president is basically bypassing Congress altogether and just doing whatever he wants to? I mean, they're at least calling them out. In Australia. Oh, I know. And yeah, it's not, but it's just pathetic, isn't it? That you have another country, like, what the heck? Yeah. And ain't nothing going to happen. That's the problem. Ain't nothing going to happen. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is going to make how many billions off of that? 1.25 million in stock she bought. But, you know, who cares? I mean, what's going to happen to her? Nothing. She's above the law. But she'll tell you no one's above the law, but she is. But it's just one of those, I mean, it's going to take, honestly, a civil war. Because everyone keeps talking, well, we're getting people in place for 2022. The way this election was handled in 2020, there ain't going to be a 2022. There ain't going to be a 2024. Whoever they want in, well, I love how Ted Cruz, thank you for doing those reintroducing term limits. What good's it going to do you? Because they're going to get Nancy Pelosi out, and they're going to bring someone even worse in. Oh, they'll get rid of Andrew Cuomo, but they'll bring someone that makes him look like he's Trump. They're going to get someone in there to replace these people you hate. Like, we'll get rid of Mitch McConnell, but then they'll bring someone in 10 times worse than he is. He'll be a rhino Republican, but it'll be 10 times worse. Now, if you can get rid of Nancy Pelosi and get a We the People Trumper type person in there, okay. But I don't see that. I see them getting rid of, like, Nancy Pelosi and getting in an AOC. Getting rid of Stacey Abrams and getting someone that's, like, AOC or someone that's worse. I mean, if you really think that they're going to have term limits, you're going to get, like, bad people out of D.C. and get someone that's a We the People person in there, you're sorely mistaken. I don't see that happening. Now, I pray someone can prove me wrong that a Nancy Pelosi is going to get out of there. But look at like San Francisco and L.A. There's billions of needles everywhere. Homeless. You know how they have, like, the Miracle Mile in Chicago? They have the Homeless Mile in California. But they still get a... You ever wonder how some of these people in these democratically controlled crap holes keep getting elected year in, year out? That they keep voting for these people? Even... It's kind of like... Imagine if you have a restaurant that's going down the tubes and you get rid of a chef and you bring another chef in and the food gets worse and you get someone else in and it gets worse. I mean, if you're on a boat that's sinking, if this guy ain't keeping it afloat and you get someone else in there, you're going to start questioning after the third person doesn't keep you afloat. Well, wait a minute here, okay? There's 100 gallons of water coming in every minute. You're only wanting to get rid of 5 gallons. We're going to sink. I'm going to get rid of 10 gallons. Or you're still going to get 90 gallons of water in. Who's going to get, like, 95 gallons of water out for every 100 that comes in, and you're only getting 5 gallons in every minute, and then you can, okay, now that we're getting 95 out, how do we get that other 5? How do we get, you know, not, how do you help? I don't get it. These places are dump holes, but those people keep getting elected year in, year out, over and over, these communist Democrats. It's nuts. I mean, I just hope that the videos and stuff there, because Project Veritas has people inside Facebook. And what they're getting, I mean, they had Mark Zuckerberg and a bunch of them on there, like, basically saying that too many, like Starbucks has too much freedom. They need to be, they need to have, like, democratic controls. We're a democracy, so we need to have democratic, you know, you shouldn't be able to do whatever you want to. The government should be some way controlling you. And Mark Zuckerberg hopes that Facebook can work with this new administration. Really? Facebook wants to work with the new administration? For what purpose? Sorry, folks. I want less government. That's scary that Facebook wants to work with this government. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. People will comply. And people don't, you actually believe that? And then if you show that to a libertard, they're like, well, you believe that? No, I don't. I don't believe what's coming out of Mark Zuckerberg's mouth. No, I just, see, that's the problem we have in this world. If you tell a liberal that Trump molested a little girl, they believe it. Well, they don't need no, all you have to do is tell them Trump did something, no matter what it was, and they'd believe it 100%. That's why when they go to those college campuses and they say, who do you think said this? Bing, bing. Oh, that was Trump. That racist SOB. Oh, that was actually Biden who said that. Who do you think did, well, no, that was Biden who passed that. It put thousands of black people, what? Biden? Huh? And they can't believe when this comment, oh, they could never support someone that said that. Well, that was Hillary Clinton. Here's the speech where she, what? She said that? When they play all these clips of actual, because I've tried to show clips to people, and either they don't believe it or they won't even watch it. I'm like, yeah. And I told one of them, yeah, you sound like those, you need to watch those videos of those college kids that when they say, oh, I can never support anyone that would say that. That racist Trump or Hillary or whoever. Oh, that was not Sarah Palin. That was Hillary Clinton. That was Stacey Abrams. What? And they about crap their pants because someone that they think is great, they want to go, they can't. Well, okay, now what are you going to do? Because you said you would never support someone that said that. You could never do that. Yeah, but yeah, you said that just because you thought it was Trump. But when you realize that, oh, that's not Trump, it's bull crap. Come on, man, I'm gonna pass another. What do I sign? What am I signing? I don't know. I'm Biden, and I don't know what I'm signing, but hey, don't worry. Don't worry, I got Jen Psaki. She won't do anything. Yeah, you've asked me this question about 40 times, okay? Come on, really? Okay, if you don't want to have this merry-go-round, if you don't want to have this circling back crap, just quit asking me the same questions. If I don't know the answer the first time, don't think I'm going to have an answer the next time, okay? We're going to be transparent by not being transparent, okay? We're not going to know anything. I'm transparent with this administration by not knowing anything and can't give you any answers. But you need to unify with us. And when we mean unify, you have to agree with what we're doing, and that's it. You don't have a say in it. You know, the North Koreans unify because they don't have a choice. They have to do exactly what the dear leader says, or they'll be killed. And if they live, then they'll be thrown in a re-education camp along with every one of their family members because they have a generational thing where it goes back, like if, you know, my dad was to do something wrong, my dad would get punished, my mom would get punished, I'd get punished, my kids would get punished, their kids would get punished, going, if you just see, so just stop, ask me the question again and again. I don't have the answer. I didn't yesterday. What makes you think I'm not going to? Okay, that question you asked, don't ask it again because I'm never going to have an answer. That's what she needs. She needs to be honest. I'm not going to ever have an answer to the question, so just stop asking it. This is a press conference, so there will be no questions because I won't have any answers. So I'm just going to tell you stuff. I'm just bored. So, you know, I was just scribbling on a piece of paper. I mean, there's nothing written down. That's just a blank piece of paper. Okay. Well, I want to get into the Biden's favorite ice cream because he really likes vanilla. The ones with the little specks in it because he can afford the real stuff. We have to use the imitation vanilla where I live. We can't afford, but, you know, he's got, like, Madagascar vanilla bean, vanilla ice cream. He has the good stuff, yeah. And, you know, and he likes it when he takes a spoonful and he sees all these specks of vanilla bean because, you know, why do they have a press conference with a press secretary if they can't answer questions? She don't know anything. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg, you can work with her to get her to figure out. I got it. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg can get with Jim Pulaski and get the fact checkers. That way when they ask a question, his fake fact checkers can come up with, because now I've gotten to the point where I've gotten stuff flagged as partially, kind of, sort of, not really false, but maybe sort of. No. It's either false or it's not. There isn't, well, it's kind of, sort of, because it's kind of true, but, yeah, I mean, Warren Buffett did donate money to Joe Biden's campaign, but it's kind of, sort of, not really kind of true, maybe, because it's kind of, you know, it's, we don't know, we're trying to spin it so that it makes it look like it's not true when it is true. Kind of like, it'd be kind of like saying, okay, I'm going to take a 12-year-old that can't consent to have sex and have sex with her. And then, well, she consented. She said she wanted to. Well, yeah, you're legally right that she wanted to, she said she wanted to have sex with me, so it's consensual. But in her state, you can't consent until you're 18. So legally, you can't. So it's one of those things. And that's hypothetical. Okay, I'm a married man. But that's how they try to do it. Well, it's technically, your Facebook is, you know, trying to say, well, one thing, they're trying to spin the truth. Well, the article said he donated $10 when he actually donated $9. So it's not really, it's kind of fake, but not really, sort of, you know. Don't worry, folks. We're going back to war. When you have people in the military wondering why we're there in the first place. Let's ask Jim Pulaski again. Oh, yeah, she won't know anything. I mean, you vote, they rig a circus, you get a circus. Because I don't know. I mean, and this is another one. New Zealand is going to phase out petrol cars and slash cow herds. An ambiguous plan to be carbon neutral by 2050. I regret to inform you folks that by 2050 we'll all be dead because of global warming. So they need to start. I mean, if we're going to do this like thing, if we're going to do what New Zealand's doing, then we need to like make a plan now to like by like May of 2021 have no petrol cars on the road at all, get rid of every petrol car by May of 2021. you know, like eliminate all the cows on the planet by May of 2021, you know, in the next couple months, get rid of all, I mean, and we might save the North and South Poles from, we might, no guarantee, but I mean, that's a minimum start. You know, we'll need to do way more. You know, we'll need to get all the plastic straws out of the ocean. Ban plastic straws like, you know, California did. I mean, if by May we don't have petrol cars banned and cows completely gone from planet Earth, then, you know, I say we just get rid of every animal on this planet, and then we can get rid of all the methane produced. And what do you say? It's okay, folks. Oh yeah, we need to ban all plane travel too. Private jets, commercial jets, military. You know, I mean, it's what we got to do. I mean, hey, you want to have an Earth? And people swallow this crap. I mean, just look at some of those. Look at that movie that Al Gore made. We shouldn't be here. Watch that Al Gore movie and do a shot every time something is proven to be false. That's the drinking game. Get that Al Gore like global warming movie and do a shot every time something is proven wrong because it should have already happened by now. Let me tell you, you'd be dead of alcohol poisoning within the first 5 minutes of the movie. Trust me. Former NFL player Marsilius Willey has called for a separate category for transgender sports because of Joe Biden's executive order. Because you're going to have like, and would you have like two separate, like, okay, if I'm a girl and I think I'm a guy and I'm going to compete in the guy sports, then you have all these, and then you have the guys that think they're girls and they all compete? Or do you have like, because they've had so many issues where, okay, this girl, there was a guy that couldn't do anything at all, and when he became transgender and said he was a woman and got into women's sports, he dominated. I mean, God doesn't make mistakes, okay? He made you who you are. God ended the argument with two genders. Now you got people, well, you know, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body who thinks he's a woman. So actually, I'm a guy who thinks he's a woman with a lesbian trapped in his body. It's not, I'm suing you because on your application for hire, it doesn't say like other, you know, I mean, not all of us born think we're human. I believe I'm a giraffe. I'm glad God made me perfect and he made all you perfect too. These people that think they're giraffes and zebras and Lord help them all. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but you got two genders, male and female. How hard is it? You look down, that's what you are. I'm going to get sick for that, but I don't. You know, you got all these gay people who are waiting for straight people to make more gay people. How can two men make another human being or two women? No. Gay people are waiting on straight people to make more gay people. Prove me wrong. Prove that. Facts check that one there, Zuckerberg. I don't hate gay people, but I've said this before, and this is no joke. And I have said this before, and I'm going to be quite honest with you. When we were in 6th and 7th grade, half of the guys would have said they were transgender just so that they could shower and stuff, and the girls just so they could see them and get dressed. They wouldn't be transgender at all. They would just do it so that they could be in the same locker room with them just to get... I mean, most guys, when you're 7 years old, you're like, yes, when you're in 7th grade, that's the thing. We try to take girls and take their shirts or whatever and throw them in the guys' locker room so that they can... They have to go in and get it and vice versa. You know, they would try to take your shoes or whatever and throw them into the girls' locker room. Now it's like, well, you know, and then you get in the argument of, well, I'm a girl, and I don't want a guy using my bathroom. And then what do you have? Darn right. You need to have like a unisex bathroom that has one stall, and that's the one that the transgender uses. If any of my nieces are going into the women's restroom and a guy's following them, he might be using the women's restroom, but he'll be using the handicap when I'm done. Ain't no guy going into the bathroom following my niece in there. Nope. It's this bleeped up world we're living in. I'm glad I'm on the side of the people that know what gender they are and know what bathroom to use. There was a meme, and it's so hilarious. It goes, motorcyclist who believes he is a bicyclist broke world records. Yes, sir. I support that. I'm all down with that. I'm all down with that. And these things act like that Wisconsin rule where because of COVID, you can't shake hands, but you can still roll around with the dude. So I can sit there and roll around with the dude and actually wrestle the guy, but I can't shake his hand because I might get COVID? Are you kidding me? I want to meet the person that came up with that law. That came up with the fact that, oh, you're allowed to roll around and wrestle with the dude, but you can't shake his hand. We don't want you two to come in contact because you might get COVID. So you can't shake hands, but you can get on the mat and wrestle. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Trust me, I've done those studies where they sit there and they put like a thing on your hand, and then you like after like 10 minutes, they're like black light units, crazy where your hands were. That you don't think you touch yourself, but how many times you tap your glasses or you it's crazy. You would never think you touched your body, but oh man, you touch all over. Don't worry, folks. Facebook is going to work with this administration. Everything's going to be okay. If Biden's administration doesn't know if something's going to work or not, we got the fact checkers. They'll make sure they'll be checking everything. I'm just waiting to post something about 9/11 and have it come up as partially true or false or whatever. It's ridiculous, dude. Even the markets are, like I've said, the markets are so volatile that they're not even selling silver right now. It's scary. But it's a pathetic world we live in, too. If someone like Stacey Abrams can be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, I hope a bunch of people that got him say, hey, you can have mine back. If she can be nominated, then it's worthless. Here, you can, and I hope they hand them back. I mean, heck, if Stacey Abrams can get one, you might as well give one to Hitler. I cannot, it can be an honorary one since he's already dead. Yeah, I think we need to get one for, I think we need to do four. One for Hitler. No, let's do Hitler, Stalin, Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-un, you know, the dear leaders, North Korean, some of those guys. Kim Il-sung, have them all, get all three of them. We get Mao Zedong, Chang, we can get them all. Why not? We can do one for Osama bin Laden. He can get Nobel Peace Prize. You know, Saddam Hussein, give him one. Or not. These will be the ones that are dead. They'll get an honorary one. You know, because why not? You know, I mean, if Stacey Abrams deserves one, why not? I had to when I saw she was nominated, I had to double take this. But then here we go again. You know, you got like Schumer, like, well, guess what, folks? We have to address issues like DC statehood. They want DC a state because it's 99% communist liberal. Schools in Florida and elsewhere have been open for months nonetheless, but we have to safely open schools with COVID bill. Yeah, and they're probably gonna mandate that you have to get a vaccine or whatever. See, and that's the thing. All these people that are like, well, now that we know who's voted for to impeach Trump, we're going to primary him. What's primary? How are you going to primary them and get them out of there if what happened this year happened? How are you going to get anyone out? Like I've said before, I'm glad that Ted Cruz wants to have term limits, but what are term limits going to do? Because they'll get rid of Nancy Pelosi and they'll get an AOC in there, someone worse. That's what's going to happen.
You haven't spoken any more truth. I tell you what, that's the most truth I've heard.
That's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
They're going to replace Nancy Pelosi, but with someone even worse. They'll get rid of an AOC, and they'll put someone even worse. They'll get rid of Governor Whitmer, and they'll get Andrew Cuomo, someone like that in there. Well, hey, we got rid of... Hey, you wanted her gone. We got her gone. Well, what's the point? Okay, if this boat has holes in it and it's sinking and the engine doesn't work, why would you try to sell me another boat that has holes? And no, I want one that, if I'm not going to buy this boat off you because it has holes and it needs a new engine and it's crappy and it's not usable, I want a boat that's seaworthy and ready so that when I give you the money, I can put it in the water and go. If I don't want to buy this boat because it's got holes and it needs to have a ton of stuff fixed, why in the heck would I, this one, if it has the same issues? Well, you don't want this boat. Well, this is, it's, what's different about it? The problems are the same. Because I want to get I've always wanted a VW bus. Deadhead. But it's, they're either like, yeah, like, you're going to have to fix the whole thing up entirely. Like, you're going to have someone... Yeah, you're going to have to, like, replace, like, the whole... Might as well just take sheet metal and start from the beginning. Or it's... This is original interior, where it's, like, a pristine one with, like, original windows, original paint, original interior. Yeah, it's, like... Yeah, these things and all... Yeah, all the numbers matching everything. You know, I'm wanting, like, 65. I'm, like... Dude, I'm just wanting one covered in dead stickers and Grateful Dead stuff and just I can go down the road and, you know, if I take my wife, we can go somewhere and we can camp in the back and whatever, you know. This is bullcrap. Secretary of State Antony Blinken orders pride flags to be flown at U.S. embassies around the world. Are you freaking... That, folks, that is from Breitbart. That's not from The Onion. That's not from... I mean, why would we fly any flag but the United States flag at any embassy anywhere? That's just to let people know that it's the U.S. embassy. Now, if there's Democrat people in that embassy, then by all means, have them. I want to see them fly that pride flag in like a Pakistan embassy. You know, some of those countries, they don't stand for that stuff. They'd be like, okay, we're going to burn that place down. Got about 5 minutes left in the program, folks. And I'm going to get in just to some a little bit of Premier League news. You know, as you can tell, we're having an identity crisis in Manchester United, as always. Now, the problem we have at Manchester United is we need to get owners that want to run the club properly. We need to have a director of football. Ed Woodward needs to go like 10 years ago. I'm so sick and tired of the club falling apart. That's Ed Woodward. Donny Van de Beek is an amazing player. I think Ollie wanted who he wanted, and Donny Van de Beek was just like, hey, we're going to get you somebody, and he isn't. He's showing his disdain by not playing the guy. I think he's a top quality player. He's played in the Champions League. He's played in Europe. He's got pedigree. I don't get it. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. I think you're in an uphill battle no matter where you go, because I honestly think I don't know what the answer is, because they're not going to give you any player you want anyways. I was thinking maybe there's a way to trick the people and say, why would we want a player like this at the club? Maybe, you know, and would they sit there, and if you acted like, oh, that guy, Lord help us, if we got him, we'd... It's like they just buy whatever they want to. Like, they do whatever they... Okay, yep, sorry, Jose Mourinho, we're going to buy you whoever we want to buy you, and if you don't like it, suck it. We need a central defensive midfielder. We need a CB. We need all kinds of stuff. They're not going to do anything. I feel sorry for Ollie, because here's his dream job, and he's got no director of football. If I was a manager, I'd say, yeah, I'll take the job. You get a director. Yeah, when you get a director of football, call me. I'll take the job in a heartbeat if you get me a director of football. Or I've got a guy that's... The guy that's at my club now at Real Madrid, he'll be my director of football if I come. If I don't come, I'm gonna be, I accepted the job as long as he could be a director of football, or you get me someone that I approve of as director of football. If not, bye bye. They're flushing the club down the toilet. They're just trying to cash in. Let's try to get someone in here that can win a title with nothing, so that we don't have to spend money and we can make money. It's hard to watch. I mean, it's hard to watch because the club to me is just like falling apart. It's kind of like a restaurant that's okay, it's falling apart. Do something, invest money in it. They don't want to. Got about 2 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. It's been an interesting week we've had. I mean, like I run a support group, and I've had like so much spam today. It's not funny. It's just sad. But we'll get by. You know, God is good. He's got a plan. We just got to figure it out. But yeah. It's going to come together. And we'll get it going, folks. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in. You know, we'll figure it out. Maybe in 20 years we'll get a Georgia football Manchester United. Who knows? Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. Don't give up the fight, folks. I want to get into this really quickly. Where's this? Go write President Trump, Donald J. Trump, at Malargo Club, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480, and thank him for everything he did. With that, God bless you all. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.